next on the 5 o'clock report.
Our nightmare is finally over and the good guys won.
Surrounded by police, he tried to crawl through underbrush.
Floodwaters smothered entire neighborhoods.
Seas will be 20 to 40 feet.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Cavalcante captured. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Mark Webster.
Our nightmare is finally over and the good guys won.
Chester County DA Deb Ryan, one of many Pennsylvanians relieved by this morning's news of the capture of Danilo Cavalcante, the illegal immigrant from Brazil who committed murder there and also in this country, earning him a life prison sentence. However, 2 weeks ago, he bolted from the Chester County lockup. To nab him, police got high-tech help from the sky.
They had police helicopters circling, but because of the rain, they had to ground those helicopters. They were finally able to launch this morning, and that's what led up to his ultimate capture.
Reporter Janelle Morelli. Cops on the ground quickly set up a perimeter and closed in on Cavalcante.
When he was surrounded by police, he tried to crawl through underbrush. A canine had to be released to subdue him, and even still, he was fighting with police until those handcuffs got on him.
Reporter Brandon Goldmere on the scene. Before Cavalcante was hauled away, a news chopper captured a group of cops taking a group shot with their capture. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says after all the hard work those cops did to make the area safe again, he has no problem with that. A double dose of bad news for the West. That appears to be the upshot of a meeting between the heads of North Korea and Russia at a rocket launch site in Siberia. The deal reached will apparently see Russian President Vladimir Putin have his Ukraine invasion bolstered by North Korean ammunition. As for North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un,
for Kim, the location of the summit at the Cosmodrome is the signal of what he wants, which is cooperation on his country's spy satellite space program. When asked by reporters whether Russia would help North Korea launch its own satellites and rockets, Putin responded by saying, "That's exactly why we came here."
MTS tie-up and a massive tragedy unfolding in the strife-torn nation of Libya, where massive flooding along its east coast has claimed over 5,000 lives, especially in the city of Darna. Correspondent Holly Williams.
Floodwaters smothered entire neighborhoods in brown silt. Buildings were torn down. Their residents didn't stand a chance. Some streets were left carpeted in bodies.
Brian Lander with the World Food Program says those who survived are still in dire straits.
People have lost homes. They've lost all their belongings, so shelter will be an urgent need. Food, of course.
Libyan authorities warn it may get much worse still. More than 10,000 people remain missing. Flooding is among the concerns swirling around Hurricane Lee, still churning out in the Atlantic, but likely headed close enough to the New England coast over the next few days to cause some trouble.
The center is over 800 miles from the Outer Banks, but is still cranking out the waves, causing life-threatening rip currents. Seas will be 20 to 40 feet as it parallels the coast. And this weekend, it's looking like we will see the biggest impacts in New England.
Weather Channel meteorologist Stephanie Abrams. Tomorrow, that's the deadline to avert a strike by 140,000 UAW workers. The United Auto Workers Union boss is confirming workers have already voted to go on strike against Detroit's big three automakers if a deal isn't made on wage hikes, pensions, and job protections. According to one estimate, even a 10-day long strike could result in a total loss nationwide of more than $5 billion. New inflation numbers out today, they weren't exactly encouraging. The consumer price index went up 0.6% in August, rose 3.7% over the last 12 months.
When we strip out food and energy, the core rate of inflation was up by 4.3% from a year ago. That's a good improvement from the previous month's 4.7% reading.
Business analyst Jill Schlesinger. President Biden wants the media to use more scrutiny in their coverage of his House impeachment inquiry. Biden sent a letter to major news organizations urging them to call out what the White House calls lies and misinformation from House Republicans. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the president's now telling the press what to say. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney will not run for re-election. Romney told the Washington Post he will not seek a second term, adding it's time for a new generation to step up and shape the world they're going to live in. Federal health officials say the main ingredient found in over-the-counter decongestants doesn't do much decongesting.
Phenylephrine is found in over-the-counter versions of Sudafed, Dayquil, and most other cold and allergy medicines. drug makers reformulated their pills with it after a 2006 law required an older drug to be moved behind the counter. It's now up to the FDA on whether to take it off store shelves.
CBS's Matt Piper. New COVID-19 boosters are available this week and can be found at your local pharmacy. Public health doctors say COVID boosters should be treated like flu shots and people should get them annually. However, about half of adults nationwide say they'll get an annual COVID booster. Half say no. And a long-missing Van Gogh is no longer gone.
3 years after the early Van Gogh landscape was stolen from this museum south of Amsterdam, it came back, bubble-wrapped inside a blue IKEA bag. Handed over to art detective Arthur Brand.
It's back. It took 1,300 days, but here it is.
The original thieves are in jail. Brand won't say who returned the painting to him. His no questions asked policy is one reason he's so successful at recovering stolen art.
CBS's Vicky Barker. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, fallout from the Cavalcante escape and others, New York's governor pushing COVID boosters in the Empire State, and pitching in to let little kids play ball again in Pennsylvania.
Here is your family life weather forecast. There'll be cool nights, comfortable days, and mostly dry weather. There will be a couple of widely scattered showers tonight, focused mainly on lake effect activity later tonight and tomorrow morning east and southeast of Lake Ontario. Otherwise, partly cloudy to occasionally clear tonight. Low temps 40s and low 50s. Sunshine, scattered clouds. Tomorrow, highs in the 60s. And after a chilly start, Friday is bright and sunny with a high temperature of 65 to 70.
Thank you very much, Kevin Williams. Now checking the stories making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. Should Pennsylvania be doing more to prevent prison escapes? Danilo Cavalcanti's two-week flight to freedom is only the latest in several jail breaks the past few months. House Republicans are offering legislation to correct the problems within the corrections system. Here's Family Life's Terry Diener.
Lawmakers are introducing five bills seeking more money for prison upgrades and the harsh penalties for those who try to break out. Following recent high-profile escapes, one proposal would steer money to improve prison infrastructure, pay more for training, and boost officer salaries. Other bills would create an Amber Alert to notify residents of an escape, eliminate parole for escapees, and have the state review prisons that experienced those escapes. Terry Diener, Family Life News.
Well, thank you, Terry. John Wetzel was the head of corrections for more than a decade in PA. He says there are significant problems in the corrections system, and it shows whenever there's a high-profile escape.
People around are scared. Schools are closed. Like, what happens inside jails and prisons counts outside.
Wetzel says fixing it starts with attracting more guards to the corrections profession.
9 times out of 10, they don't have enough correctional officers. And you can make the same or more money working at sheets versus working a block. So the market has changed and corrections hasn't caught up.
He predicts prison and jail breaks will only get worse in Pennsylvania with system-wide retirements coming up. Pennsylvania State Police are looking for an Indiana County man who went missing after telling coworkers he planned to go hunting with his dogs after work on Monday. 45-year-old Brian Miles of Conemaugh Township was reported missing by coworkers on Wednesday. He's known to hunt in the Apollo and Esalen areas, possibly on state game lands and private property. Police say an Altoona man is facing charges after taping a razor blade to the hand railings leading up to a church Sunday afternoon. 30-year-old Benjamin Brower Jr. charged with attempted aggravated assault with a deadly weapon at the Salvation Army church property on 6th Avenue. Investigators say Brower was wearing red shorts and an open vest displaying a swastika that was tattooed on his chest, and the video caught him taping a razor blade to the metal hand railing leading up the steps to the front doors of the church that was opening a soup kitchen that afternoon. The razor blade was thankfully discovered before anyone was injured. Starting today, New York gun owners will have to get a background check even when they buy ammunition. Steuben County Sheriff Jim Ullard.
It checks your criminal background and to see if you're on any kind of watch or warning list. So the same list that would prevent you from purchasing any sort of firearm could now prevent you from purchasing ammunition.
The background checks will be done through the New York State Police. There's a $2.50 fee for ammo checks, a $9 fee for gun purchases. The Rochester, New York School District, the state's third largest, may shut down nearly a dozen schools. The superintendent says the consolidation effort is driven in part part by dwindling enrollment. School board president Cynthia Elliott admits it's going to be hard on some families.
We know that there are families and our students who've made friends at schools, who've developed these relationships, and now they're going to have to develop different relationships.
The district plans to transfer staff from the closing schools to other buildings. A vote on that planned school closure is set for next month. State Attorney General Letitia James is calling on the National Weather Service to take action that might end up saving lives. James wants alerts to be sent out to cell phones warning people of dangerous weather events such as ice storms and snowstorms. The AG is citing last year's deadly blizzard in Buffalo as the reason why those alerts are needed. Former Syracuse University and Buffalo Bills wide receiver Mike Williams has passed away at the age of 36. Williams died yesterday in Tampa, Florida, days after being seriously injured in a construction accident that left him partially paralyzed. He grew up in Buffalo, played for Syracuse from 2006 to 2009. During his career in the NFL, he had over 3,000 yards receiving and scored more than 20 touchdowns. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is urging New Yorkers to get the new coronavirus vaccine booster, which is becoming available this week, designed to combat new circulating strains of the virus.
This is not the bad old days at all. We don't anticipate getting there. But shame on us if we don't see the warnings, take precautions, be ready, and know that this can spread very quickly.
Hochul says the number of coronavirus cases and hospitalizations has been on the rise in recent weeks around New York, but are still well below numbers earlier in the pandemic. Asked if the state is considering possible mask and vaccine mandate returns, she responded saying the state is seeing low numbers not requiring those sorts of actions now, but that they are monitoring the situation. Hochul is also requiring nursing homes to make the new vaccine booster available to residents. And finally, back to PA, a town came out to save a Little League field last night in Wyoming County after flash floods leveled parts of the field on Saturday.
Came right down through left field and out through right field.
Yeah, 2 feet of water flowed through the field at Christy Matheson Park in Factoryville.
Gravel, debris in the field, infield dirt washed out. Damage to the fence is the biggest issue we'll have.
Yeah, parents, players, the community, even a nearby field hockey team that lost their field to the last storm came out to help rebuild. Not their first rodeo.
What?
When our field got destroyed, the community came to help us, and now it's our turn to return the favor.
One by one, dozens did. They showed up and saved the field.
Me and my brother and my friend are getting the dirt from the pile over there.
What are you most excited for when everything is done out here?
Getting back to playing baseball here.
And that's what they're going to do, play ball again in Wyoming County, Pennsylvania. Your nightly market report is up next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks are mixed today as inflation data is coming in hot. Consumer price index data for the month over month for August came in at 0.6%. That was higher than the previous month's report. Year over year, CPI increased 3.7%, again, higher than the prior report. Hourly earnings month over month increasing 0.2%, higher than the consensus, and year over year hourly earnings increased 4.3%. That was equal to forecasts and the prior report. American Airlines and Spirit Airlines lowering summer profit forecasts due to higher fuel prices and other costs in quarter three. United Auto Workers Union President Sean Fain said a new labor deal with the Detroit Big Three automakers is slow to progress as the old contract expires Friday with 146,000 jobs under the union. Crude oil today closing above $88 a barrel. The Dow lost 70 points, the NASDAQ gained 39, and the S&P 500 rose 5. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you much, Dave. This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
If you are self-employed or your employer doesn't offer a 401k, an IRA is your best way to save for retirement. I am Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. Around 60 million Americans have a traditional or Roth IRA account, but there's a lot they don't know about them. For example, while it's generally true that IRA contributions must be made with earned income, a non-working spouse can open an IRA if the couple meets certain requirements. Also, if your income is too high to qualify for tax-deductible contributions, you can still open a traditional IRA. Contributions aren't deductible, but that money and all the earnings you accrue will grow tax-free until you withdraw them. Bottom line, it pays to know all you can about IRAs. Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, faithfi.com.
Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, we go a little nuts about...
Peanuts! Peanuts! Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. There'll be the look and feel of early autumn over these next couple days and nights, and mostly dry weather. That being said, there will be a couple of widely scattered showers tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy to occasionally clear tonight. Low temps 40s and low 50s. Sunshine, scattered clouds. Tomorrow, highs in the 60s. Friday is bright and sunny with high temperatures in the 60s to near 70. Right now, the weekend looks nice.
Well, that's good to hear. Thank you very much, Kevin Williams. Finally at 5. Happy National Peanuts Day. We'll shell out a few fast facts. Grown underground, they originated in South America over 3,500 years ago. Chock full of vitamins and minerals. Takes 540 of them to make one jar of peanut butter. The average American will eat almost 3,000 PBJs in their lifetime. Every year, Americans eat enough peanut butter to coat the floor of the Grand Canyon. There are three Pennsylvania towns named Peanut, Lower Peanut, and Upper Peanut. And the peanut named Goober comes from Nguba. That's the Congo name for a peanut. And that's the world we live in for Wednesday, September 13th, 2023. Thank you again for joining us. I'm Mark Webster, Family Life News.